Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Central Time from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome. I'm Austin Hill. There's something happening within the church as it pertains to orphans and child adoption. Have you heard anybody make that observation as of late? Well, it's more than just a cliche. It's more than just a saying. And with all the turmoil in our country, yes, but especially around the world, it's good to know that Christians are being proactive, thinking about children who have been abandoned or without parents. Joining us to talk about it, a man who's been with us before, he serves as the president of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, Jed Menefin, joins us once again on our guest line. Jed, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Austin. Thank you.
There's something going on in the church with adoptions. I've heard that from you and from others. What is going on?
Yeah, well, there certainly is, and we're seeing this, and actually data showing that practicing Christians are adopting at more than twice the rate of the American populace in general. There's a surge. As I travel around the country just talking with folks all over, there's this desire to, you know, as often I hear it expressed, to really embrace the pure and faultless religion that James describes as looking after, caring for orphans and widows in their distress. And there's a lot of different expressions of that. It looks like adoption, both local and international. It looks like foster care and mentoring of kids locally. It looks like supporting churches in other parts of the world and caring for orphans. And it's really something you could call a trend or maybe even a movement. It's exciting to see.
Now, you've observed these trends with adoption and even observed, I'm sure, periods where Christians, perhaps here in the United States, aren't so aware, maybe even a bit ambivalent about the needs for adoption and orphan care. And you've seen that change. You've seen it kind of ebb and flow over the years. Where are we at right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one thing that's for sure is that this is not just something new. This goes back to the earliest days of the church. In the Roman Empire, Christians were known as a people when Romans would often take unwanted babies outside of a city and leave them there. They called this exposing, and they would just abandon the child to the wind and the rain and the wild animals. And yet Christians, even though it was a small and persecuted church at the time, Christians would go outside the city walls, find these children, bring them in, and often raise them as their own. And that's something we've seen of Christians at their best throughout history. And it's always been the case, but we're seeing a real resurgence of this both in the U.S. and around the world.
That's very exciting. Jed Menefin, he's the president of an organization called the Christian Alliance for Orphans. He's on our guest line here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. Give us some examples of how people are kind of experiencing this awakening, and then not just saying, oh, well, that's interesting, I'm now aware of the need here. They're taking proactive steps to fill the need. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You know, one thing's for sure, you know, government can provide certain protections for children. So say a child's being abused or abandoned or neglected here in the U.S., government can step in and say, you know, that there needs to be protection here, but government is not going to be able to help these children thrive. What a child most needs is belonging and nurture and love, and so that's why the church can't outsource James 1:27 to government. We have a vital role to play in being those families and being those mentors and being those consistent adults in these children's lives, and that's just what we're seeing. We're seeing churches step up and say, you know, we're going to be a church known for foster care, or known for being mentors to kids in the local foster system, or families are adopting, and the whole church community wraps around them and supports them in that journey. And so we're seeing places like Colorado, where the number of children waiting to be adopted in the state system has been cut by more than half in the last several years. And in places like Broward County, Florida, where virtually every child that enters the foster system is in some way touched by a Christian family in that county, whether short-term foster care or long-term adoption journey, it's really beautiful to see the church stepping up and being known once again as a people who care for and defend these children.
Now, Jed, what you're describing here, children in the foster care system in Broward County, Florida, or somewhere in Colorado, that sounds like American children, children who were born and are living here domestically. I know the Christian Alliance for Orphans also is very much involved in what you describe as global orphan initiatives. Tell us about the global work of the CAFO.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, the Christian Alliance for Orphans includes 165 organizations, and many are working in the U.S., many are also working globally, working with the local church in other countries to serve children that don't have families. And so, you know, of course, some of this looks like residential care and group homes for these kids, but there's also a real effort to help the local church in these other countries catch a vision for embracing children into their homes. And so, for instance, in Ukraine, we're seeing a real resurgence of the local church there saying, just like the church in Colorado, saying, these kids who don't have families, who don't have anyone else to stand for them, we will stand for them, and we will welcome them in. And so, you know, I just love this story. I was in Ukraine just about a year ago, and a guy was sharing with me how he had grown up under the Iron Curtain in the church, and so they were very oppressed in many ways. And the government even sometimes would remove children from the homes of Christian families, remove their own children, and take them away from those parents because they were unfit, because they were Christian parents. And they would put these children in government orphanages. And yet today, so many Christian families in Ukraine are adopting that the government is actually going to churches and saying, will you please take more children from orphanages?
Oh, wow.
We see that you provide loving homes. You're the only people willing to take in these children that come from difficult backgrounds. And so, you know, in just a little more than a generation, you've seen the government of Ukraine shifting from taking children from Christians and putting them in the orphanages to going to Christians and begging them to take more kids from the orphanages.
My goodness, what a shift, what a great enlightenment that is. Jed, where is the greatest need for those of us who are stateside or maybe living in Canada, those of us here on the North American continent, where are we to understand is the greatest need to care for orphans? Is it a domestic matter or children that are detached from their parents elsewhere around the world, internationally?
Yeah, you know, I would really say it's both. I mean, there's, you know, of course, in the U.S., you have more of a social safety net. But, of course, a child that's just getting food and shelter without the love and nurture of a family, the statistics show that they do not do well over the long run. What every child really most needs is love and belonging. And so we see that in the U.S., but then overseas as well. There's such pressing physical need in many countries that the effect of HIV/AIDS has ripped apart the social safety net. In many countries, and so there's a desperate need there as well. And so, you know, I just encourage people is I say, hey, you know, not every Christian is called to adopt, not every Christian is called to foster. There's certainly great need in those realms, but every Christian can play a role, and that can look like supporting families in your church that are fostering or adopting, being a surrogate grandparent, or running errands, or helping with yard care, or being a mentor for kids mm-hmm. in the foster system. There's a role called the CASA, court-appointed special advocate, and you essentially become a mentor and speak up for this child in court and in other cases, and it's just, and then there's, of course, plenty to do in terms of financially supporting work around the world as well. So, you know, it's an all of the above, and it's just a saying, hey, Lord, I want to be a part of your response to these kids. How do you want to use me?
Yeah. For the pastor or the layperson, either one who's listening to our conversation here and saying, you know, we should get our church involved in this. What do you recommend? What's a good first step there, Jed?
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I would encourage that impulse. I'd say that is so good. You know, not only because it's answering God's call to the church to care for the orphan and defend the fatherless, like it says in Isaiah. So there's a mandate there. But what I see just as much, Austin, is that when churches embrace this together, it's a discipleship journey. It draws people in the church into a deeper understanding of the Father heart of God and closer as a community as they support each other through the joys and challenges of the adoption journey, the foster journey, supporting each other in that walk. And so, you know, man, I couldn't encourage pastors more in that regard. And I would say, you know, as a first step, of course, I would invite people to the Christian Alliance for Orphans website, kfo.org. We've got lots of resources, videos, materials. I would also encourage that they join us at the National Summit. It's called KFO 2015 this year, and it's in Nashville, At the end of April and the 1st of May. And it's really, there'll be people from pretty much every state, 30-plus countries as well, all coming together there to really explore how do we effectively serve as foster parents, as adoptive parents, building church-based supports for these families, as well as others who are engaging overseas, all coming together to learn to do that well. And, of course, just celebrating these things together, too, and great music and some of your favorite bands and all of that. But it's ultimately about the church reflecting God's heart in visible action.
Well, that sounds great. I can't imagine a great event, any kind of great event going on in Nashville without some great music involved, at least on some level anyway.
Absolutely. Music City. So, you know, we've got Audio Adrenaline and Jars of Clay and others coming who themselves really care deeply about orphan care and foster care and adoption and many others as well.
Jed Benefend, he is the president of CAFO, as he described it, the Christian Alliance for Orphans. You can find them at CAFO.org. We're linking to them on our network website at MyFaithRadio.com. And that's a great place to check in if you'd like more info and to get started. Jed, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you for what you do, and I appreciate the update. And let's check in again maybe when you're in Nashville.
Sounds great, Austin. Thanks a lot.
Good to be with you. Thanks so much for what you do. 7:20 now from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. Our program continues. More discussion on net neutrality on the way. Also, Breakpoints with Eric Metaxas, forthcoming here on the Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.